right, we're going.
Here we go.
Another episode of Tyson and Friends, and I'm doing that in quotes.
And his friends.
The only podcast that remembers Sally Struthers. Yeah.
Who's she?
I don't know. She was some lady on those commercials, those school commercials. Correspondence schools. I was watching some of those videos. No, I was watching some of those videos over the weekend of Sally Struthers for some correspondence school. She's like, you can get your degree in TV VCR repair, bookkeeping, computer programming.
That's what got you going. Yeah. On TV VCR repair. That's why you want to get back into that.
I know. It's a booming market here in Utah. Market's booming. They say by 2020, $1 billion industry.
All those VHS tapes that people have floating around.
Yeah, you know, now that Disney Plus is a thing, people don't want to pay $10 a month.
Yeah.
Now when you have
that, pay $300 for a VCR repair.
Yeah. Plus, you know, everyone's got Little Mermaid on VHS hidden somewhere in their house, in the attic or, you know, just collecting dust.
They're a collection of Disney VHS tapes. We have a bunch.
Yeah, we
do.
Yeah.
We got boxes of them. We actually have a VCR, but I need to get a converter thing if I'm going to be able to hook that up.
Yeah.
Well, so here we are with Tyson.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Justin.
David's not here, but we've got me and Tyson and Michael, my son.
Hey.
He's 13 years old and also a gamer. But not a huge gamer, but he plays a lot of phone games. Yeah, we'll talk about some other things that he's been playing.
A lot of gacha games.
Some games with in-app purchases. But I actually blocked those, so he can't get those.
That's
anyway.
That's good. So should we talk about what we've been playing?
Well, let's get Jared on the line. So,
Let's go with what we've been playing.
Okay,
we'll
let's
get
start
on.
With what we've been playing.
You want to go first? Or
Sure.
Because you're on the left.
Yep, that will go from this way to that way. Mm-hmm. Lately, I've just been still playing a lot of Breath of the Wild. I decided that I actually might want to go for all the Koroks. But here's why. Because I'm cheating a little. And I don't really care. Because there's 900 of them.
Yeah.
So, come on. Who's going to find those all without a little help? Seriously. Is there anybody out there in the world that's done that? Probably some crazies.
I think David did, but I'm not sure. He might have used...
He used a map.
Did he?
He used a guide. And I don't know if... I found this interactive map. In fact, I can pull it up while I'm talking about it. But it's really, useful. I can't believe, how cool this is. Because you can zoom in and look. See? You can zoom in and see where the location of every Korok seed is. Every shrine... I don't know what the pots mean, but it's marking every single little thing on the
pots
map.
Pots means pot.
Yeah. Just means there's pots
or
everywhere.
Oh.
No, it means the pot.
Oh, yeah. You're right. So it's just a cooking pot.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that might be it.
Pot.
But
place
maybe
where
not.
Can, well, I mean, you can technically cook anywhere.
Yeah. And the skulls on here are either a Hinox or a Lynel.
Cool.
The leaves, I don't know what the leaves are. Mm-hmm. I think we figured it out, actually, me and the kids. The gem? I don't know. Anyway, it marks everything here, and it's pretty cool. So I'm I actually went to the top right corner of the map, Elden area,
and
Akala. And I marked them all with little leaves. I marked hundreds of little leaves, like 100. And I went around, and I just picked up a bunch, and the kids were loving it. Having so much fun watching
me.
I mean, they just get so excited. My little 4 and 7-year-old are Daddy, play it. Play Zelda again. We want to watch you play Breath of the Wild. My wife's well, I guess you better do it. I'm like, oh, shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I better go play. And my boys, it's cool.
He wants
because,
me play this Sunday, too.
They get to... Princess. It's fun because, they get to sit on my lap and I kind of, quiz them. I'm like, so what do you think I do, boys? What do you think I do on this part?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it. They have fun with it. And
that's good.
We'll talk about Michael's gaming, but... and then I have your Yoshi's game, but I
haven't
had
World?
That much time to play it. Cause
I
I've been
Connor playing it.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, he played
on Sunday.
And then I do have Bloodstained. But I haven't been able to play that so much. I'm still borrowing it from my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm borrowing a lot of games from people. Zelda, Link to the Past that I also still need to finish. I think I'm through the third dungeon.
That's a good game.
And it's fun. I do like that game. I talked about the graphical lagging that I think they could have not had on a Switch system, but you know, we already blabbed about that forever.
Did we?
Well, kinda. I might have. And then of course we just play Pokemon Go a lot. I was just playing it at the mall while I was took Michael to dance, and dance. While I'm waiting for him for an hour, because I'm, you know, 40 minutes from home, I'm not going to drive back home, so I just hang out at that mall. It's
a 30-minute drive
back. It's in the freaking cold. It's outside, but I was like, I'm just planned for it. Mm-hmm. Bundled up with gloves, and I just walked around and got Pokestops and battled gyms and raids, and I didn't do any raids, but
yeah.
Anyway, so that's always fun.
Yep.
What else? I don't know if I'm really playing much else right now. What about you, Tice?
Let's see. I'm playing Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch.
Nice.
Ooh, nice.
How far are you?
I'm getting close to being done. I got 4 more elevator buttons I gotta get.
Uh-huh.
Elevator buttons.
So I think I'm getting real close to the end. There's things I really like.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it's fun. There's things I really like about it, but there's a few boss fights I've hit that have just made me be like,
because it's really hard or annoying?
Yeah. Like, this one boss fight I did, you're in, like, this floating, like, rubber duck tubes. And the control's just completely just weird.
Okay.
Putting it nicely, and I did not
it's
like
janky.
That boss fight. Yeah, janky's a good word.
Janky.
And that,
which is weird. I thought that I'd heard that that game is super polished and, like, all the,
nice.
Like, fluid motions and...
It's
but
polished,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I haven't played the game, so
yeah.
I don't know.
But those
Jared's
are kind of,
probably played it too. He
yeah.
Could probably comment on it.
But that's, you know, I mean, there's times where I have a lot of fun with it, then I hit like a boss battle that I just don't like, and it's like, ugh. Just drag.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I've been playing a little classic WoW still. Still leveling up. 53 now.
Wow.
And with
that's
another friend that I've been hanging out with, we've been playing A Link to the Past Randomizer. You heard about that?
What is that?
It's where you put a ROM into this randomized program, and it randomizes all the dungeon chests.
Whoa.
Okay.
In the like, well, not just dungeon chests, but all like the chests and other areas in the game.
Okay.
So you basically can get a completely different set of items every time you play. So like you may not get the sword until like your fourth dungeon.
Okay.
So you have to find a way to beat bosses without the sword.
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, I couldn't... I was playing with my friend, and we couldn't get the sword until we got the Pegasus boots.
Wow.
Oh.
Because the sword was on that little library thing where you have to dash into it with Pegasus boots to get the sword.
So it's like, isn't it the dungeon builder part of it?
No.
So it's not on the new Switch game?
No.
Or?
No. This is something you do over the web. You, like, you download the program.
Who is this friend? This is your friend Cliff?
My friend Jake, yeah.
Oh, Jake. Okay.
I've been going over to his house on the Tuesdays, so...
Oh, okay.
And we generally... And he wanted to try that Link to the Past randomizer out. We tried that. We're also playing Super Metroid, but we put that on hold to do Link to the Past.
Oh, Super Metroid's awesome.
Yeah, but it's a great game. And those... I don't think I've been playing anything else. I will be playing Death Stranding soon once I beat Luigi's Mansion 3. I'm going to move on to that. I picked that game up ready.
Death
play.
Stranding?
Yeah, it's
I'm
going
to save.
Is that my game?
Yeah.
It's the recent, like, big Hideo Kojima game.
Oh.
The guy who did Metal Gear.
The one we talked about with the baby?
Yeah.
So you're talking about the baby game.
Yeah, the Norman Reedus and the Magical Fetus.
Are you going to get the controller that has, like, a baby?
No, no. I'll pass on that. I will pass on that.
That game. That's interesting.
Yeah, but once
I was listening to our podcast from last time, and I was like, heard that part again. I was like, that game sounds even weirder the second time I heard people talking about it.
Did we call did I call it Norman Reedus and the Magical Fetus back then? A couple weeks ago?
Maybe.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because that's what I'm calling the game now. I saw that online. I'm like, yep, that's great.
Sounds
I guess
very interesting.
We'll move to your kid.
Yeah, Michael, go ahead.
I have been playing... I played... Zelda Twilight Princess on Sunday for a few hours. It was fun.
You beat that game before, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, I thought you had.
Did I? Actually, I did, yes.
The HD version.
Yeah, I beat the HD version on the Wii U.
And then...
I played that.
You started it over.
And I started it on the Wii, and so I've been playing it on there. It's fun. I only have, like, the sky dungeon. You get launched into a cannon up into the sky, into the Uku land. It's weird.
Oh, yeah, there's some weird guys up there, huh?
Yeah. I just started that one.
That is the weirdest area.
I did the time temple. That one.
Temple of Time?
That one's...
We're talking about Twilight Princess, right?
Yeah, that's...
I'm going to be honest. I heard Zelda, and I just kind of toned out.
Didn't you play Skyward Sword before that?
Oh, yeah. I beat Skyward Sword, and then I beat it in Hero Mode, too.
Yeah, he beat it in Hero Mode, and
I got the Hylian Shield.
The Hylian Shield in Hero Mode.
Yeah.
Which I've never been able to do. My own 13-year-old son did it.
Took me, like, 5 tries or something.
I think I got to the boss of the first dungeon in Skyward Sword and never finished.
Oh, you should go back and play
it's
that
so
game.
Good.
It's my favorite Zelda.
It's good.
The to get the Hylian Shield, it's the hardest Zelda game to get that in. It's like you have to go through a series of, I don't know if it's all the bosses. It might be. Like, what is it, Michael? 10 or 13 bosses?
Yeah.
Consecutively with one group of hearts.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You lose all your hearts, it's over.
And there's no potions or items.
When you're in hero mode, you can't get, like, the hearts.
Yeah, but
and they take away even more hit points.
You can't use your item bag. You can't use potions or fairies or anything.
So you just have to get really good about dodging their moves and using your shield, right?
Yeah.
That's a challenge.
Oh, I'm already going, like, pass.
It's one of those, like, endurance types of things, like...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like even Breath of the Wild on their expansion, they have like these trials of the sword.
Yeah.
And they're kind of hard. Like I've already died several times trying to get the third one.
Yeah.
Third one's the hardest, I'm guessing, because it's the last one. But it's like I have to fight each level you go up, it gets harder, and your health carries on with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so like you halfway through the whole trial. You get to stop and cook some meals and gather some fish and chop down some trees and actually make yourself a few meals and try to heal yourself. But
mm-hmm.
I think some of the chests have armor. So,
cool.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What else? Let's call Jared.
Okay.
Let's get him on the horn and...
have him talk Google Stadia with us because that came out.
Oh, does he... Maybe he's played that. Let's see. All right, we're calling Jared Marshall. Let's see what he has to say.
We'll put his phone number up on the screen.
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what's up, Jared?
Hey, man.
How's it going?
It's good. Me and Jack are just working on 100%ing Luigi's Mansion.
Oh.
The first one or the third one?
Third one.
Yeah, I'm going through it right now. I hit that boss in Basement 2. Where you're on that rubber duck tube.
Oh, yeah. He's
yeah, and I had enough frustration that I could have punched a baby at that point.
Yeah.
I did not like that boss battle.
Jack, my son Jack, he's 7. He's pretty intuitive with that stuff. And we really didn't have too much trouble with it.
Huh. I see how it is. It's just Tyson, you suck. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't like the control for it, and it just frustrated me.
Yeah, I'm not a super huge fan of the default controls. I changed them so that I could actually move while I'm sucking.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tyson was actually talking about that before we called you.
Yeah.
Because that's the game he's been working on. So we kind of talk about the games that we're playing and what you like about them, maybe what you don't like, and then stuff like that. So you can go ahead.
Okay. Luigi's Mansion 3, graphics are great. I love the textures. I think it's actually a really beautiful game. I kind of feel like I'm playing almost like a claymation. And the lighting is phenomenal. The storyline's okay. I mean, it's just your typical Mario storyline. I wouldn't expect anything more from it, really. Yeah. I think overall it's a great game.
I'll have to try it out.
People say it's a little short, and I kind of feel like it's a little short, but then when you compare it to, like, the first Luigi's Mansion that was only 5 hours, it's four times as long as that.
I feel like the game's too long. I'm like 8 hours in, and I'm like, oh, this feels too long.
Eight hours is too long?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just getting to the point now to where I want shorter games. I'm old.
Attention span.
Yeah, I'm just old. I don't got a lot of time left. You know how it is.
It took us 20 hours, me and Jack, to beat it.
Whoa. Tyson, you have 12 more to go.
Man, no. I've only got four more elevator buttons to get, though.
Oh, you think.
Oh. Tyson.
I got to the point where the cat stole that one elevator button, and I was like, this is just stupid filler. Yeah, because there's this one point where, you know, you get the elevator button, you go to put it in the elevator, and some ghost cat comes and yanks it. And then you have to chase the cat down, and I'm like, the game doesn't need this.
They just put this in there and piss me off.
Yes! This is in here just to be filler. It doesn't need to be there.
Oh, it's a cute thing.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
See? Everyone else is enjoying it, Tyson.
Except, I'm just grumpy old Tyson. That's all it is.
What were you going to say, Jared?
I was just going to say the different creative ideas that they have with the cat have actually been kind of fun. I will tell you this, though. You feel Luigi's frustration when the cat snags the button out of your hand.
He gets so sad.
Yeah, he does. And that's another thing. The facial detail in that game is unbelievable.
I've heard it's really good. It feels like it's really polished and stuff.
It's a good game.
What we're talking
about. It is. I just wish Luigi didn't get scared every time he did something.
He's a wuss.
Like a ghost farts and he jumps up in the air like... Bruh, 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 bruh.
He's no Mario. He's just a little bit more...
But this
out.
Is his third outing, you know, getting ghosts. He should be, you know... He should know how this works at this point.
Yeah. Well, what else were we going to go on?
I don't know.
I've been playing Final Fantasy XII.
Okay,
that's a good one.
Everybody knows.
Rabbit Lady, yeah.
I never did play that one.
It plays like an MMO. I liked it.
Yeah, it's actually really fun.
And you can
set
up scripts.
It's really hard too, though.
So it's more like open?
Yeah, it's open and you have a party, but you can set up scripts for your party.
Hmm.
So they'll follow scripts.
Automate stuff?
Yeah. So you can have it set up to where it's like, oh, at the start of the battle, this, you know, I set it up so, like, the Pinello lady would steal stuff for me. And then it's like, oh, if I get below this, the rabbit lady will heal me.
Huh. That's really interesting.
And then you just get a rubber band.
Did you find it
hard? Huh?
Did you find it hard?
No, not really. But, again, I didn't, like, 100% it.
He doesn't do what you do, Jared.
I just went through the story. I went through the store and didn't find it too hard. Plus, I grinded out at one point, you know, where you can just put a rubber band on your controller and the game just plays itself.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, don't you remember, Jared?
Like it would take the fun out of it.
No, Jared, remember we were talking about how we'd go to that cabin? Yeah, Gran Turismo. We'd put a weight on the X button and just accelerate around the oval track.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about that the other day. That's pretty funny.
200 laps, man. Then you could buy, like, the best Indy 500 car after that.
It's like people who played Symphony of the Night, and, like, in that first room where the zombies come at you, you would just get something to keep clicking the button as you're sitting in the corner, and, you know, you go to bed, you wake up, you're, like, level 30. You know?
You know what would be so, like, upsetting is if you did, like, a 300-lap race on that Gran Turismo, and you're, like, about done in the last, like, second... The guy passes you up.
Ooh.
It's like 300 laps of my life. And the guy just... Oh.
No. No, thank you.
I 100% a GT2.
Oh, yeah. That second one? on the PlayStation. That was good.
Yeah. I couldn't get past the trials, so...
They had some crazy freaking stuff that they wanted you to do on that, especially with the licenses. I got all the licenses.
Games, they had way too much to do.
And they really did.
I could never get through, like, 100% any of them.
And who would have thought that you could actually, like, grind in a car game?
Yeah. Because
you would have to grind in order to buy the different cars.
Well, I remember hearing, like, Gran Turismo, the makers of that game were so obsessed with cars, they actually... I mean, this is back when PlayStation was the big system, right?
Yeah.
And it was harder to do this. Like, they would take the sounds of the engines of that exact car, and they would record those sounds and rev them and everything. Those are, like, real engine sounds from that vehicle.
I believe it.
Yeah. So, like, that's amazing to me that they did that on the PlayStation.
It is.
I remember getting Gran Turismo 4, I think it was, on the PlayStation 2.
Yeah, I think that was PS2.
Yeah, that was the first one that came out on the PS2.
I think the GT3 was first.
Was it? Oh, yeah, you might be right.
I think that came out for PS2.
I had 3 or 4, or maybe both, and they were good. Like, I remember, for the first time, I was like, whoa, those graphics are, like, amazing. The reflection of the sun on the road and everything. Hadn't quite seen that yet, and so that was a big deal.
And then Forza Motorsports came out and blew that out of the water.
Yeah, now we have car games that I've seen on people's Xboxes that... I swear, I thought I was watching a real race. I was like, wait, what? That was a video game?
Yeah, there's times, especially with the sports games. Like, if you're watching, like, a little bit far away, it really does kind of look almost like it's like someone's watching a real event.
That's crazy.
Like, NBA 2K. That game's fun.
And like WWE 2K. Oh, yeah, Michael, talk about NBA 2K for a second.
I don't know.
It's basketball.
In a long time.
It's watermelon ball.
He likes basketball, and he...
I want to get 2K20, but...
But the thing is every year they come out with a new one, and basically it's the same game, and they just slap new faces on the characters. Yeah,
roster.
Yeah, they just change the roster up.
That's
what... They need to do, like, an NBA 2K Infinite or Ultimate, and then just charge those DLCs or something.
Yeah, that's how sports games should go.
Right,
like, because... The whole, like, yearly thing is what kind of keeps me away from sports games. Why put time in to learn, like, the new Madden game when I know, like, 10 months later?
Well, the thing that made Madden's me mad was we bought 2K19 for Michael, and then, like, I think we paid full price, or maybe not 60, it was 40, 30 bucks. But then it wasn't very long until, like, I saw it in the App Store for $2.99.
Yeah, $2.99.
No joke.
Yeah.
That game. Yeah, $2.99. I was like, what? I've never even seen, like, one of those, like, $60 games go to that price ever. But I was like, maybe we should just wait until 2K20 is $2.99 again.
Yeah. Got to move all that digital stock, you know. It's on that digital shelf, just, you know, rotting away, taking up space.
Yeah. So, anyway, there was one game I wanted to talk about, which I haven't played, but I watched a video of it today. It's a PC game. Have you heard of this? It's like a new Star Wars game that just came out. And, oh, man.
Is it like that Fallen Order game?
Fallen Order.
Yeah. I've heard of it.
Jedi Fallen Order.
I've heard a lot of good things about it. People seem to be happy about it.
Yeah, my friend got it on Xbox. And two coworkers, actually. One of them's more of a friend that I've had for a long time. But they both came back today saying that they started playing it on Friday and they already beat it. And I'm like, what? You already beat it?
That's pretty typical with games like that, though.
It's a single-player game.
So it's kind of like you're playing a big, long movie, right?
Right.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay, because he said it was 8 hours total, probably, that he spent on it.
I like how you're looking at me when you're talking about Star Wars. I know nothing.
I do that. I give Tyson a hard time for not liking Star Wars.
I'm like, all I know is there's like a Yoda and you know, he talks weird.
There's not a Yoda in this one.
And there's that lady, you know.
It's like
Rey
the Mandalorian. We talked about the Mandalorian last time. You're like, yeah, they just had lightsabers. I'm like, there's not a single lightsaber in that show.
You talk about Mandalorian, and what comes to my mind is Mandarin oranges. That's
Mandarin.
I'm like, yeah, man, those Mandarin oranges are good.
Man, the Mandalorian is such a good show. Episode 3. Have you seen the show yet, Jared?
No.
What?
I've been too busy watching this Netflix original called Atypical.
Atypical.
I started watching that. I really enjoyed it.
What's that about?
It is about... It's basically a coming-of-age family drama about a kid named Sam who has autism and he's in high school.
Okay.
I watched A Night Before Christmas on Netflix, but it's Night with a K, about some time-traveling night.
Oh, that Christmas movie. Intriguing.
It wasn't awful, but, it was cheesy. I needed a good Christmas movie.
Well, Jared, I'm surprised you haven't gotten Disney Plus yet, because...
We haven't.
Oh, you did? Okay, because it's free week.
Just don't watch it.
I don't got it.
Free week trial, Tice.
No, look...
They got tons of stuff.
I've got Netflix. You'll have to push me kicking and screaming to Disney Plus.
They have so much content on the Disney Channel. It's not just... Like, they even have, Avatar on there. And
don't care
stuff
about
that's
Avatar.
My point is I know you might not like it, but there's stuff that's not really Disney exclusive stuff, but they just put it on there.
Can I watch Hannah Montana?
Yeah.
Find out what her secret is.
Yeah.
Pretty much watch anything.
Anything that's Disney like that ever was.
All the
Star Wars. I'm watching the Rebels cartoon show. I never seen that, and it's actually pretty cool.
I couldn't get into it for very long. I watched, three or four episodes, and I was just okay.
Mm. Okay.
Doesn't Hannah Montana sound like childish. Sound like an Arby's sandwich? Like, you pull up to Arby's and be like, I want a big Hannah Montana?
Give me a barbecue Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Wow. So, this Star Wars game, I watched a video, a YouTube video of a guy playing it, and it starts out where you're, in the water, and you're, swimming toward... these AT-ATs, AT-ATs, and dude climbs up the viney, grassy crap all over one of the legs, climbs up on it while it's moving and attacking, and he gets around and he climbs up inside of the top and gets in there and takes over, kills everybody, kills all the stormtroopers inside of the AT-AT, and he takes it over and he blows away, you probably lived through all that, so...
But it looks a lot like they took a lot of inspiration from God of War in that game.
The new God of War?
How you can throw your lightsaber.
Yeah. David played that last time.
Yeah, it's a good father and son coming of age story.
Mm-hmm.
From what I can tell, it plays a lot engine-wise like God of War.
Yeah, David was... We did... Did you watch any of our podcasts or video from last time?
I a little bit.
Because we recorded... David was playing that, and what else?
Bloodborne.
And then I played... But we added that later, right? I played...
You played Wipeout and...
Yeah, Horizon New Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Zero Dawn.
Yeah, that game's awesome.
That's a cool game. The graphics are amazing.
I'll tell you what. Breath of the Wild 2, you better be able to craft your own freaking arrows, or I'm going to be pretty sad.
Or, make a way that your weapons won't break so easily, or you could repair them. I just ask for, a crafting table or a workbench where you can get materials and then just repair. Instead of them breaking and disappearing from your inventory, you have them in pieces, and you can... use certain materials to craft the weapon back together or something.
I don't know. I just thought, why not just have weapons that don't break, but have them have, average damage or something. Here's a 15 damage weapon, it never breaks.
Or you could do a system where, they get weaker as they get, a bit used more.
Yeah.
And if you take them to, a certain shop or something, then they can repair it. But you have to pay, a fee. That's kind of like how Diablo did it.
Yeah.
You go to the blacksmith and he has to bang on it with the hammer and fix it up.
Yeah, but the weapons never got, weaker, though.
But they could break in Diablo, but it took a lot more,
I like abuse. The breaking function.
You do?
I don't.
I do.
The reason
I guess
why
I...
is because I'm playing with a bunch of weapons that I would never play with. Because, I've got the coolest weapon in the game. Or whatever, but when the Master Sword breaks, you've got to use, or not breaks, but drains, you've got to use other weapons. I don't know, I just think it's fun, because you cycle through them, instead of just using that one great weapon that you love.
Right.
True, true. But yeah. I felt like there's better ways to do it. Like, why not make it where, you know, have certain enemies be weaker to certain weapons or something.
Yeah.
Instead of just, you know, like I swing my axe 3 times and it breaks.
Mm. It's a little more than that.
It's 3.5. Okay.
Well, but some weapons...
Throw it.
Some weapons do have a lot lower integrity, like some of those guardian swords. They're wussy, like
the tree branch.
Or yeah, the tree branch. Or
the
something.
Mighty tree branch.
Dude, those guardian swords piss me off so bad.
They're
because
terrible.
You're like, whoa, this is so cool, and then it breaks.
Yeah, it's like really weak.
They were not as durable as I think they should have been more durable.
Well, the guardian
sword, that thing isn't even very durable.
The ones that are plus. That you get from the Guardian 4, the major test of strength guy.
Yeah.
He's a Guardian 4 scout, and he's the toughest. And yeah, his weapons are good. They'll last a long time. But
yeah.
Or the plus, they're a little better too. But I agree with you. I think it's a good idea to have them break. But I think that most of them just break too soon. I think they should have more durability.
Yeah.
They just made him break too quick. But, I don't know. The game is so big, and you find weapons so fast. As long as you keep moving around, people who are like, oh, I have no weapons, what the heck? It's like, well, you're not really moving around up much, are you? Like, they're everywhere. You just have to go...
Yeah. Well, you kill an encampment of guys, and you got like 40 weapons sitting there.
Yeah, or if you make it to, what do you call it, the stables? There's, like, weapons sitting around and shields all over the place. Mm-hmm. You just pick them up off the ground.
And you've always got, your bow.
Yeah.
As backup.
Some bows, and then you expand those slots. And you find the... Yeah, anyway. Do we know anything else about Breath of the Wild 2?
It's a sequel.
It's a sequel?
It's got 2 in it?
Or is it a prequel sequel?
Yeah.
Ooh, Tyson.
It has Zelda. Zelda's in the trailer. We know that.
A lot of people are hoping to control Zelda. Like, you're going to be able to use her.
I want, like, a Zelda game where I play a Zelda that's not on the CDI. I know that's a lot to ask for.
CDI? You're not going to be playing Zelda.
You need to see the CDI.
Jared, I can
Zelda
play
games.
Zelda on Smash Brothers. Come on.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Jared sounds pretty sure about this.
He's probably right.
Probably right. He's always right, actually.
Shut up.
I just want more female characters in my games that I play as for some reason.
What?
But,
one's in tights?
Mean,
one's in cat suits?
Whatever. I don't judge.
Girl things going on, so you never know. Maybe we could.
Yeah. They're starting to put that into, like, Horizon. I didn't even know that game was, like, the whole game. You're controlling a female.
You didn't know?
Well, I didn't know until I was playing it. I'd heard of the game, and the cover doesn't make it look very much like you are a girl. I'm okay with that. I'm not trying to be sexist at all. I just didn't know. And that's fine. We go in that direction because... Girls can be heroes too.
Yeah, Justin just got completely upset and went on a rampage when he found out, like, during that cinematic where she did the twirl from, like, girl to
woman.
Well,
no, to be honest, we went over this. I don't know if you watched the video, Jared, but at first, I honestly didn't know if that was a girl. Like, I thought it was a boy.
Even your kids,
like,
thought it was
a boy. Yeah, I asked my kids, they were here.
Yeah, she's a pretty manly girl.
The little girl, she looks like a little boy. Yeah. I know. Sometimes girls have different haircuts when they're that age, and they can look kind of boyish.
Well, plus, you know, this is like some post-apocalyptic thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like she's going to go down to the barber shop or whatever.
Yeah, she wasn't really trying to look her best. She was, like, abused and kind of, like, shunned
from everybody. Probably covered in dirt, hair's all matted.
That sequel should be coming out, hopefully, in a year or two.
Is it exclusive to Sony PlayStation?
Yeah.
It's a Sony game?
Yeah.
So they're the ones designing that game, okay.
Well, they're not... Well, they're paying for it, yeah.
Oh, I thought that was the case for it.
Well, Justin got up to get the Horizon Zero Dawn case.
I just wanted to look at it while we're talking about it.
Kind of awkward now. Leave it just totally ditched us. And...
I'm here.
Oh, man.
I just kind of... Well, that is, she's right on the front, so I'm just an idiot, I guess.
Yeah, well, to be fair, they like tucked her in the corner.
I'm looking at
she's kind of small, so I was like, okay, I didn't know. Like,
you know what? They could call that like Shadow of the Colossus, and it'd be believable.
Meets Breath of. So which one came out first, this or Breath of the Wild?
I think that might have come out a few days before.
They came out close to the same time.
So I wonder if they were like.
I think it was even the same month.
I wonder if there was people like watching each other's development of the games, because there's so many like similarities if you think about it, like the guardians and then these creatures that are like kind of futuristic but also ancient at the same time. Like I feel like they kind of like maybe had developers jumping back and forth.
Just two open world games kind of. Well,
I mean,
February 17th. So Horizon Zero Dawn came out one month before Breath of the Wild.
But, you know, Breath of the Wild was in development for, like, a decade or something. Probably.
Yeah.
If you count up, like, everything about that game.
It
like,
was
the artwork, the everything. They just...
Breath of the Wild's been in development even since the first Zelda, really, because of the fact that they took everything... Like, they went back to their roots, is what they said is what he said in the interview about how he wanted to create an original Zelda game like the first one, but he wanted it to be up to date.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
it's definitely up to date.
Yeah.
Very open.
I'm excited for the Zelda ripoff coming out on the PS4. I think it looks so cool.
PS4 has a Zelda ripoff?
Yeah.
Everybody has a Zelda ripoff
nowadays. Is it like Oceanhorn or something?
We're talking, it's using the same engine as Breath of the Wild.
It is? How'd they pull that off?
It's cool.
Isn't that proprietary for Nintendo?
Yeah, that sounds weird that they have the Breath of the Wild engine.
It's close to.
So they might have stolen it because they're Chinese.
On this game? I thought I released it.
No, tell us more about that, because I'm interested.
Okay,
you have Apple Arcade, don't you?
I think I might have seen the game he's talking about. I've seen a lot of Breath of the Wild knockoff games from, like, China or Korea. They all feature ladies with, you know, massive...
Genshin Impact. It's called Genshin Impact.
Denshin Impact?
Genshin Impact.
Oh, Genshin.
Yeah, and this game, like, you're a chick, but... I mean, the grass, everything to the details of the grass, to the encampments, and the way the...
Genshin what? Did he
say? Enemies form themselves around the encampments. Genshin... It's like, I'm not kidding you, it's like... Genshin Genshin? PS4.
Genshin what again? Sorry, I forgot already.
Genshin Impact.
Impact.
We got Memory of a Goldfish here, Justin.
Yeah, pretty much, going on here. Genshin Impact, there it is. Huh. Oh, there's gameplay videos. I wanted to ask you what you thought of Oceanhorn 2, because you played the Apple Arcade, and it's only exclusive to Apple Arcade.
I loved it, but the problem is I'm so, like, enveloped in my console gaming right now that we just quit Apple Arcade, and I just ended up not really going too far with it.
Right. Wow, look at that, Ty.
It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool, the Genshin.
I've seen a few, like, Korean games like that, though.
That looks really cool.
It looks to me like they took inspiration from East and Breath of the Wild and shoved it into a game.
Well, and Shadow of the Colossus. There's some of that there, too, I think.
Yeah.
Dude, have you played Shadow of the Colossus on the PlayStation 4?
It's only $20 on the PS4.
You gotta get that.
I got it on the PS2. So.
No, you gotta get the new one. Is like,
yeah, but I got it on the PS2.
It's like a HD remake.
But I got
it
on the PS2.
It's one of the main reasons I would probably want.
If I wanted to play it, I'll just hook up the PS2.
Yeah, but it's a PS2. The grainiest looking graphics ever.
That doesn't bother me. You know, I'm fine with the grain. I'm fine with, you know, like.
Ties. It could be one that we play on the review. We could.
Anyway. We'll hook up the PS2 for it. It's fine.
I'll keep working on him.
Did you, Tyson, play Ico?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like the first game.
It was fun.
That game was cool.
Yeah, Ico was cool.
I didn't like their third one, Last Guardian. For some reason, that just didn't click with me.
I never played that.
Yeah, I'm Shadow of the Colossus is the sequel, and then The Last Guardian is the third one.
Yeah, The Last Guardian, they just... The animal companion where he would sometimes listen to you, sometimes not, and they were like, that's how real animals work. And it's like, sure, but I'm not playing this game, you know, to play it like I'm playing with my house cat or dog or whatever.
Wait.
So you probably didn't like the horses in Breath of the Wild then?
I really never rode around a horse. I just hoofed it in Breath of the Wild.
Dude, did you... Oh, you probably didn't get the motorcycle then.
No.
I got the motorcycle, dude. That thing's cool.
I beat the game before the motorcycle was even a thing.
Yeah, so you didn't get the
You extension. Know that the motorcycle's in Guardian, right?
It's in Guardian? What?
It's a Guardian.
Oh, it's a Guardian? Yeah. Well, that makes sense. It's...
Oh, something I did know... I did read something about how in Breath of the Wild... So, okay, I was reading... I was playing the game. I was in the princess's study reading her journal... That sounds way more creepy.
That sounds really creepy, dude. Like, what's going on? Is your wife now?
Cool, because it actually says in the columns that shoot up out of the castle, it says that there are divine beasts actually hidden within the columns. And you don't see any divine beasts in any of the columns.
No.
So I'm kind of wondering if it, in Breath of the Wild 2... those columns open up and we get some more divine beasts.
We better.
Cool.
That's that. We gotta have some explanation for those columns, dude.
What they're gonna do in Breath of the Wild 2, completely new area, small island.
Like twice the height of the castle. They're huge. Shoot up out of the ground.
Dude, have you ever landed on them? And there's a Korok on one of them, I think. And then there's
a...
No, on top of one of those column things.
There's not a Korok on one of the columns.
I swear there was something on one of them. Maybe it was a guardian. It was an actual guardian that I fought on top of
one. I'm not sure I've ever been on one of them. How would you get up there?
You gotta go to the top of the whole castle. You go to the very top, and then you can fly off onto one of those columns. You don't even need to go to the very top. The top of the castle is higher than those columns. A lot higher.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever been on top of one of those columns.
No, I have not.
Well, then you didn't get all 900 Koroks, sir.
There is not a Korok on top of the column.
I swear there was! Okay, there's maybe not there's not, but...
On top of the column?
What did we find on top of the one of those spires?
There's a Korok up there.
See, Michael,
on
my...
On the spire!
No,
I'm
you're
at
talking
right
about
now,
the top of the whole
what
castle,
are you
right?
About?
Those, you know, those columns we're talking about, the six of them that are.
Yeah, you know the
up?
Columns.
Oh, yes. Oh.
The columns.
Wasn't
you
there something
get up there?
You have to climb the whole castle.
The columns.
And then you can float down to one of them.
The columns.
The columns, Tice.
The columns. Yes, yes. I know what you're talking about.
Columns. That Sega game, you know, with
yeah,
the diamonds.
With the gems. Got to match three.
It's a ripoff of Tetris with gems.
There is not a Korok on top of the column.
Oh, you just shatter my dreams, Jared.
That would be a cool place for one.
We'll research this on the internet. We'll research.
He already researched.
We'll get the top man on this.
He already proved me wrong. There was something up there, Jared. I'm not going to lie. There was something there.
Oh, I'm interested. I'm like ready to boot it up and check it out.
There
so
was.
What column was it? There's what, six of them?
There's six of them, and I was floating down, and I saw that I think it was a guardian or something was there. And so I floated on top of that one, and I thought it was either a guardian or a Korok. Now I'm just totally blanking it.
It's the 901st Korok seed. It's the.
Right?
You know,
it's like Mario 64, where there's that hidden room inside of that. The slide where you jump off at the right time and then you end up in a hidden room where you meet Yoshi and Yoshi gives you Princess Peach or something.
Is that a real thing?
No, didn't you remember all those rumors though?
Oh,
there were so
rumors.
Many rumors about all the glitches and things in Mario 64 and it ended up just being a stupid Yoshi up on top of the roof.
I guess I never saw
that.
But
you couldn't even ride? I was so angry you couldn't ride Yoshi. I was like, come on, people. At least I could have ridden Yoshi after 120 freaking stars. I don't need infinite lives. I've already done everything in the game.
But he gave you the infinite lives. I mean, what else do you need once you beat the game? And that weird triple jump, you know, where you twirl around or whatever.
Have you guys beat Mario Odyssey?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, 100% of it.
Did you you probably got the outfit then that makes him look like the Mario 64 like polygonal.
Yep.
And my son Conrad, whenever he's playing that game, he always uses that outfit. He loves having Mario look like that.
Has he played Mario 64?
He has not, but I keep... Okay, I have it on something. Where did I get that working? I got it working on an emulator, and I tried to get him playing it, but it's so like glitchy and stuff trying to get that emulator working for the N64. But
don't you guys have a Wii U?
Yes.
Just get it on the Wii U store. It's $10.
$10. You can still buy that in the Wii store. Oh, wait, you know what?
The Wii U store is still open.
I might have actually bought that on the Wii U store.
Yeah, I loved it on the Wii U. It ran really well.
I gotta check that out. I might have already bought that. Anyway, yeah, I want him to play that because he loves Mario Odyssey. It's like his favorite game. He's so good at it too.
He beat it on like all of our accounts.
Yeah, so I told this on the podcast once. He went through. He didn't know that you could have 5 saves on one person's profile, so he thought that once he was done. He didn't know what to do, so he just went to everyone else's account and, like, went through their game.
That's awesome.
I've never even played it.
And I was like, "What? Why am I at the end of the game?" I went back to play, and I'm like, "What? How am I at this castle?"
That's funny.
That game's genius, though, because it has 3 different endings, and each ending is catered to a certain, I guess you could say, demographic of people. I like that.
Really?
Yeah, there's the regular ending where, you know, you save Peach, and that's for, like, your just casual players. And then there is the second ending where you beat the darker side of the moon and all that. This is just something I saw on a YouTube video that I liked. And then there's the third ending where you get all of the moons, and then you get like a special little thing at the end of it that they do for you.
But oh, you gotta get all the moons.
I like how it was multi-leveled for and catered to different people.
Did you get all the moons, Tyson?
Of course not, Justin.
Ugh, Tyson. So disappointed in you.
I don't 100% anymore. That day is long gone.
That game was so hard. 100%. There was nothing easy about some of those levels. Some of those levels made me say bad words.
Hey, I was like that on Luigi's Mansion, so I can't judge. Stupid rubber ducky boss. Hate it.
Not a lot of people. What's his name? He's a YouTuber. Long hair. Beat 'em ups. That pissed him off real bad.
Really?
Beat 'em ups?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the guys David listens to.
I thought you guys always talked about Arlo or whoever this guy is.
Well, yeah, that's Arlo. Another one.
Yeah, we like Arlo too.
Huh. Well, let's see. We're about 48 minutes into this podcast.
About 75 minutes have been Breath of the Wild talk.
I know, right?
How did we go more? Did we freeze time and
just feels like that, you know, 40-minute podcast, but I feel like I've been here for 3 hours.
Okay, Tyson.
I just imagine what? Your listeners are like, oh, yeah. My gosh.
Can these guys talk about anything? They should just call it the Breath of the Wild podcast.
Seriously.
Tyson, what games do you want to talk about then?
I don't know.
Then bring up some topic or else we'll default to Breath of the Wild again.
I don't know. I thought we were going to talk about...
New Tesla truck.
I wanted to talk about that, actually.
It's so mean.
I saw these ads. Did you see, these memes? I saw one that said, that's where I recognized that truck from, and it showed Twisted Metal.
Twisted Metal. It fits so perfectly.
That's funny. Like, it does.
You wouldn't know that that was edited in.
Right. It looks like it fits. Because it's like, you know, Twisted Metal 2, where everything kind of like had blocky graphics. What was another ad? There was another like meme or something. They were, oh yeah. That you're on the Slack. So you
Lara
saw
Lara Croft boobs. There's one.
Lara Croft boobs. Oh jeez.
Yeah.
Triangle boobs or not?
Yeah, well, have you seen the new Tesla? What it looks like? The truck?
No, of course not. I don't even know what a truck is anymore.
You can't see a truck.
You haven't seen the Cybertruck?
No.
You need to see it. That's like
a you know what? I hadn't seen it either. At this point. Hey, internet, we can do this.
So what, Sonic the Hedgehog's driving that now?
So they're saying, you know, Sonic used to look like that, and then they made him look better because people complained.
Yeah.
And then people are complaining about the look of, that's how the Tesla looks. They're like, come on, make it look cool.
Did you watch that video?
Yeah, the Tesla, the left side looks like the low poly version of it, you know?
It's like something from Mario 64, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
That's why people are making fun of it. They're like, really? It looks like something
people
from...
People are saying it's like the 64-bit version of the Warthog.
Yeah. Yeah, or it's like an Unreal Engine asset that just hasn't still loaded in the textures yet.
Where's a better picture of this so Tyson can see
that
it?
That truck, though, the $79,000 version of it will go 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds.
So James Bond, he drives like a nice Tesla with the curves on it, but then you know the 64-bit 007 James Bond Goldeneye guy, he drives that.
New no, I'm one. Not gonna lie, I like the 64-bit version better. I drive that.
It looks like a 64-bit thing. Hey, you know what? It's I gotta give him props for being original on that. That's.
I drive a low poly truck.
People may be making fun of it, but it's there's no car like that. It's gonna. It has character.
Went down $700,000 just from that presentation.
Really?
And they're having a hard time finding anybody to manufacture it because they don't want to take a dip.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, who knows what they'll do. Maybe you'll have to do what they did with Sonic. And that's why they made that meme. Because Sonic changed. They went back and they're holding back the movie for like a whole, 6 months, a year?
Almost a year, I think.
I wonder how that screwed with like merchandising, because you know people had to have, like other companies had to have like the old style merchandising with the bad looking Sonic. There's probably McDonald's,
yeah.
Kids' meal toys now.
There's
just
so many pissed off.
Some landfill.
Some landfill. It's underneath a golf course. Tyson.
Yeah. I want to own a golf course that's on top of a garbage dump.
Oh, man. Well, you probably have things you want to do still with your family tonight, Jared. Oh, yeah? Is there anything else that you wanted to bring up or anything? Movies? It doesn't have to be video games, because we can talk about, you know, other tech news or...
Yeah, Justin will hit up Apple. I'll take a short nap.
I usually talk about Apple, and Tyson and David usually hate that or just kind of doze off. I don't think they hate it. They're just like, I'm not interested in this.
I don't use any
Apple products.
I just doze off. I'm like, Justin's not talking about the iOmega Zip drive, so why should I care?
Oh my gosh.
Wait, hold on. So what game are you playing right now, Tyson? You're playing Luigi's Mansion 3.
Yeah, I'm playing WoW Classic.
He plays WoW Classic. Me? I'm still working on Breath of the Wild. I'm working on Bloodstained. I'm working on Link to the Past. No, not Link to the Past. Yeah, Link.
That's what you said earlier, yeah.
Did I say Link to the Past?
Yeah.
What's the new one on this Twitch? That they remade.
Link's Awakening.
Why did I say Links to the Past? I'm getting it mixed up. A Link's Awakening.
You better do a Links to the Past.
I know, right?
Awakening,
do the same thing that you did.
You could say they kind of did that already with the Link Between Worlds, though. Oh. That could be argued.
Yeah, but...
Oh, did they?
Still not.
Yeah, they did a Link Between Worlds, which is kind of... Well, it's not like a... It uses a lot of the same assets as a Link to the Past.
I just want an HD version of Skyward Sword. That's what I want.
That would be cool.
Like, why did we get one of Twilight Princess, but we didn't get one of Skyward Sword?
Because Skyward Sword was one of the lowest grossing Zelda games.
Which is sad, because it's my favorite.
I know. I love it. I really do. I felt like it was super ingenious.
It's weird, because... They
used the sword with the controller.
Yeah, you had to use the Wiimote and the nunchuck. And I think maybe some people just didn't understand the functionality of it. And that, like the nunchuck, for example, you would like smash forward, and that was like a shield bash. And then the sword, you would slash in the exact direction. And
right.
You had certain objectives where you had to. Anyway.
don't know, maybe a lot of people's setup was like mine, where the Wii would never properly register that stuff like 20% of the time.
Well, if you didn't, if you didn't do your sound or your bar on the top,
I did my bar on the top.
Sometimes you had to calibrate. The controller.
Trust me, I did all that stuff, and there were still times where like 20-30% of the time it would just wig out.
Sometimes, like if your bar was on the top, then it just didn't work right. Then you had to move it to the bottom.
Tried that too.
Configure it that way.
Tried that too.
No, he's not an idiot, Justin.
I'm not saying. Like, the thing is mine did that too. If you weren't in the right position. So, like, I'm not even kidding. I would stand, like, right in front and center with the TV, making sure the sensor, I was right there, so that's how I played the game. I would stand. It was like a workout for me.
I'm not standing.
That game was a workout.
I'm not standing to play a game. Pass.
Dude, I stood through that whole game. It made it more fun. I felt like I was Link.
The Wii was just like... The Wii's like my least favorite Nintendo console, and part of it's the controller. It just never worked right for me.
The Wii Motion Plus?
Yeah, the Wiimote, yeah.
Motion Plus was better than the Wiimote, because it just...
Yeah, the Wii Motion Plus was how you played Skyward Sword. And they basically fixed all of the glitches that they had.
It was more precise.
But it wasn't perfect, though. That's the problem.
It still wasn't perfect. No, you're right.
I would love it if they did an update for Breath of the Wild where you could actually use your Joy-Con like you could with Skyward Sword, though, just for fun. Just totally for fun.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Could slash it around and stuff?
Yeah.
It would be so fun because you could just disconnect the Joy-Con.
And they sold, like, the Master Sword where you could insert your Joy-Con into it.
Yep.
Just, like, totally over the top, just bullcrap sales, like they did with Dragon Quest XI's slime controller.
See, I don't play Dragon Quest. You guys talk about that a lot. That game must be really good.
Oh, it's great. I love it.
I played Dragon Quest when it was Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, I did too.
Dragon Warrior.
Yeah, it was originally Dragon Warrior here, then they just... It was always, like, Dragon Quest in Japan, but...
They wanted to do Dragon Quest in America, but they couldn't because of copyright issues.
Yeah, so it was Dragon Warrior.
Yeah. They better do Dragon Quest 8 on the Switch, though, because I've heard so many good things about it, but I haven't been able to play it because I never had a DS.
Fist Attack.
Yeah.
Pity.
Well, anything else that's like... You guys want to bring up? We're about an hour.
No, I wanted to rant about Google Stadia, but we can do that next time.
We were going to talk about Stadia. No, there's still a few minutes. What,
I don't know anything about it, really.
Yeah, well, I've been looking at like the reviews and everything, and I guess for better or worse, the reviews aren't like in an extreme. It's not like really good or really bad.
Uh-huh.
It's in between.
I haven't heard enough.
But
read enough.
A lot of people are still talking about like the... It's not really the latency issues as much as, like, you're either dropping packets or something where, you know, it'll freeze for a second.
Let's go. Hmm.
So instead of going grainy, I thought that was going grainy graphics as opposed
Some games have done that. Plus, a lot of people are getting mad because it's not living up to the claims Google had for it. Google was talking about 4K, 60 frames per second. Which apparently none of the games are actually rendering in 4K. Google's just out, you know, they're rendering in 1080p and Google's just upscaling it. That's getting people upset.
Not even with fiber?
Huh?
Not even with fiber?
Yeah, with that, it's doing the same thing. It's just upscaling it in 4K.
Crap.
That's weird.
Not only that, people are also finding that the games are looking worse than games on Xbox. I guess Destiny 2's running in medium settings. And since you can't change the graphics settings...
Do you think it has to do with their server output? Like, I don't know. I think that maybe they don't have a beefy enough infrastructure,
not
able to...
Google, their whole thing was, is our infrastructure beefy enough to run these games at high settings, 4K, 60 frames? And people are saying, like, Destiny 2 is running in medium settings. People have, like, Shadow of the Tomb Raider is another one that people have been looking at, and I guess its textures are, like, kind of around Xbox quality, not... Mm-hmm. High quality that you would get on like Xbox One X or PS4 Pro or a high-end PC.
Right.
So people are upset about that. And I guess Google has come back and said that, our equipment can do that if you have the right internet, but it's really up to the developers on how they want their games to perform.
So they said that everybody
is going to have these 60 frames, but now the truth is the developers didn't put it into the game.
Yeah, so...
You forgot to tell us that part when we launched it.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I'm hearing Red Dead Redemption 2 at 4K is running at 30 frames per second, which also gets people upset.
Because it runs at 60 on the consoles.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it runs 60 on the consoles, but... Again, it goes against what Google was claiming the service is going to be. You know, it's going to be everything, and I guess now it's not.
Red Dead Redemption 2. Even though, came out?
Yeah, it came out, like, I think this year.
On PlayStation
year,
and
year.
Xbox?
Yeah.
That game's so cool.
But, like...
Yeah, I'm surprised you're not playing it.
Me?
I don't. Yeah, you know, because you play games.
I don't have one of those consoles.
I have the game, I just...
Oh, that's right.
I just... can't put time into it because it's going to be a 100-hour game.
You have it?
Yeah.
On what?
It's like 60
for the
hours,
Xbox One. Well, I'm just saying, you know, I just don't have that kind of time to put in. I just don't want to put that kind
How
of time into the game anymore.
How many hours would go into that game? It's not that big, is it?
No, it's a pretty big game.
My buddy put 60 into it.
Well, that's not nearly as close as, like, Breath of the Wild kind of hours.
Yeah, that's more hours than I put in Breath of the Wild, so...
Well, you need to step up your game, bro.
Oh,
I beat Breath of the Wild in like 45 hours, so...
What?
And then what, you were just done with it?
Yeah, I mean, I picked it up here and there, but yeah, I'm pretty much done with
it. You didn't get all the shrines then.
No.
That's my happy place. Anytime I'm having panic attacks or whatever, or I get frustrated at Final Fantasy XII and rage quit, I go to Breath of the Wild and I just...
It's peaceful.
Meditate.
Yeah, you can just
game.
Go in like little forest and like hear the birds chirping and the sun's shining and... So peaceful.
Yeah, I did not play that game peacefully.
And back to Breath of the Wild.
Again, I walked around and I murdered everything in my path. I was like, there's a chicken, I need it for meat. There's a bird, I need it for meat.
I do.
There's
hunt
a goblin, I need him for meat.
Whenever I see, especially in like the colder areas, the Hebra Mountains, there's like these big animals that you can shoot and they give you
like rhino.
Tons of meat.
Yeah. Prime meat.
Did you guys piss off the flower lady?
Oh yeah. You walk through and then don't if you do it like a third time, something happens.
Yeah.
She kills you.
She kills you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the lady
you come back
that,
to life, don't you?
The lady that
yeah.
spazzes out if you sip on her flower.
And then
bone.
What happened? She said something happened, like she freaked out and her face got all freaky looking.
Yeah, and then she kills you.
Yeah.
Does this show it?
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Well, I mean, the screen goes black, and then
you
get the game over, you
your
know.
Parts start blinking like you died.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. She kills you for stepping on her flowers. She's like, I told you not to do that!
Hitboxing some of those flowers was questionable, I will say that.
What you could do is just burn them all with the fire arrows.
And she doesn't care?
See what she does.
Never even thought about that.
I don't think they would burn.
It's pretty sadistic, Justin.
They can't burn. 2 out of 10. Game sucks.
I'm surprised at what they have hidden in there, like little things that I didn't even know you could do.
Oh
still,
yeah,
still
and
stuff that I'm finding.
That they have hidden in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
And you know what the shrines are, don't you? The names of them, how they came to be.
What? They seem
A lot
Japanese.
Of them are the developers or people who worked on the game's names backwards.
That makes sense. Yeah, that really makes sense. Because they seem like Japanese-like names or words.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, they also are very weird, like, looking stuff.
Right.
Yeah, it's cool. Tyson, there's 135 shrines
total. I don't
total.
Care.
15 of those are, like, the special ones that you,
yeah.
don't, you don't get, like,
you just walk in and it's like, here's your free orb.
Blessing.
No. Those are the free ones that, yeah. Those are different. I'm saying that there's 15 special ones from the expansion.
No, I haven't played the expansion.
Yeah, I know. Not everybody's perfect, but...
I know. Mm. Especially me. I'll be the first to admit.
You gotta play it.
I just don't...
Show him, Michael.
I just don't care
switch
about
up right
Breath
here.
Of the Wild like you guys do. I found the game fun, but a lot of the flaws ruined a lot of the game for me.
What flaws?
Oh.
I'm not, this is a bag of worms.
I just wasn't a fan of the breakable weapons. I thought that system could have been done better. I thought the rain just ruined the game because it's like, here's a game about climbing and now it's raining. And it's
like, wait for 10 minutes.
Yeah, you gotta camp then. You gotta go find somewhere to
I just, you know, it destroys the flow of the game for me. And
well, no,
I found
it diverts.
I, that
unexpected things happen in life, Tyson.
Yeah, I'm not playing video games to play real life.
So now you have to change your plans.
You know, and then just happened. I felt the difficulty kind of was a weird roller coaster effect at times, and that I didn't really like that.
Oh, you didn't play it on the hero mode.
No, though. Of course not.
That is ridiculous. No way. I tried playing it. I couldn't even beat the first few Bokoblins. Really?
Yeah, what? David and me. We both beat it on hero mode.
All I'm saying is with Breath of the Wild problems, I think a lot of people look past it because it's Zelda. If this was like, you know, like Legend of Zordo, like Gust of the Wind, people would just be complaining about, oh man, all the weapons break, it's so horrible, you know, people would be just going against it. And I think because it's Zelda, it, you know, people just don't care about the flaws as much.
No.
I think there's bias there, definitely.
No, I think it's just well done.
You're telling me that if this was Legend of Zordo, like Gusts of the Wind, people wouldn't be complaining about those issues?
I'd love that all the same.
I think there's like one glitch have actually found where he's climbing in the water, and that's really about it.
He's climbing in the what?
He climbs in a lake. Like, he's supposed to be swimming, but he actually climbs.
I've seen glitches where people can climb through the walls and shoot up. Oh, there's one glitch you can do where... If you, what is it?
I looked some up that like puts you into a wall and stuff. It's like
I know what you're talking about.
You have to clip yourself into the wall.
Here's my opinion of this whole conversation, dude. Quit your whining, because honestly, do you realize how many developers worked on that?
So I don't think how many developers should matter at the end of the day if I like it or not as much.
Do you realize how much work went into that?
Yeah, work went into a lot of video games.
There's bugs in every piece of
software. Yeah, but I'm not complaining about the bugs here, Justin.
Well, but you are, because they're they're naturally going to happen.
No, I'm talking about the gameplay elements, not bugs.
Well,
like breakable weapons isn't a bug in the game.
Oh, you're talking about bad planning. You don't like the way that they planned out.
Yes, I'm not talking about the bugs.
Well,
bugs have been some of the best videos I've ever seen. Like a guy using the physics bug to fly across the world. That's great.
Those are elements of the game that most people don't really mind. They realize that.
Well, no,
it's a trial they have to get through in the game.
It's a bug in the physics where you can fall to the ground, use your shield to jump on an enemy, and then have your acceleration increase to beyond superhuman levels. You're telling me that's part of the game?
When does this happen?
I'll have to show you those bugs. There's a lot of bugs with the physics.
Well, yeah. Like I said, there's bugs in every piece of software.
But I'm not... Again, I don't hate the game for that. And yes, every game has people that work hard on it. And I don't. And just because there's a huge team that works hard doesn't mean you have to automatically love the game.
Oh, no. I'm just saying, compared to other games out there, I feel like it's much more polished. And Nintendo really works hard on
it. Game of the Year.
Yeah, it's Game of the Year, so...
It did. So, I mean...
Like, really good reviews, so...
And I'm not saying the game's bad or unpolished. It's just I had fun with it. I just don't love it the way everybody else does.
Right. Well, we can move on to the next thing. Because, you know, agree to disagree type of situation. Because...
As soon as this podcast goes off air, Justin's just going to rant at me again about how my views are wrong.
Oh, I'm getting you.
Tyson, I appreciate your opinion. And I validate it.
No, everybody has their opinions. I validate. That's why we have podcasts too, because we all should like be entitled to our own opinions and be able to express them. And everybody has different tastes in games and in everything in life. So.
And I'm just gonna say I enjoyed Horizon Zero Dawn more than Breath of the Wild.
Yeah,
said that. But I know I'm in the minority there.
No, I played this game. It's really cool.
I agree with you completely.
No. This is a cool game. I haven't gotten to play it very much, but I do want to play that Horizon game more.
I think it's harder than Breath of the Wild.
Really?
Yeah, but I love the mechanics of being able to take over dinosaurs and have them fight for you and with you and riding them and things like that.
Set up traps.
That's really cool.
I haven't seen any of that yet, so.
Yeah, well, later on you get weapons where you can kind of set up traps and everything.
And then you like
train them.
Cool. Now, I don't know how I can play that game because I don't have a PlayStation 4. I don't think my wife would ever let me get
Sword and Shield, Tyson.
I think David said he got one to steal his.
He got one?
Yeah, I think he bought one of the Black Friday deals. I think he said, like, Best Buy or somebody. He messaged me, but I haven't replied back.
Oh. Yeah, I haven't talked to him.
Are you, Tyson, are you on our Slack?
Yeah.
He is, but he doesn't really... I keep telling him, you need to get on there.
I told Justin, once Google Hangouts is dead, I'll move over to Slack as I'm kicking and screaming.
Or you can use both.
Right
now. That's too much work.
Well,
too many tabs open, Justin.
A bunch of us talk on there, and we have nerdy conversations all day.
Sometimes I get like emails about the conversations, so it's like, here's what you missed on the Slack server, and I'm like, okay.
Well, we get
somebody's talking about their dog. That's cool.
We just talk about everything. Like, people talk about work, and then they talk about games, and then they talk about what's new in the tech world and what's going on in pop culture. Yeah.
Really, it's just you, me, Justin, and Clint.
Yeah, it's Nate hasn't said anything for a while, but like me, Clint, David, you, and Thomas hasn't said much, and you haven't said much.
Yeah, well, so. I don't know.
You're there.
I only talk to like you and David, which I really haven't talked much recently during the day, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Cliff here and there when he messages me over Battle.net.
Battle.net. Well, we're over an hour, so.
Yep, over an hour with 99 minutes of Zelda talk.
And we'll have more next week.
Oh, man.
Hey, I try to get us to change subjects, but when we can't, it's the default, man.
I know, you gotta talk about all them caves and...
I try to talk about Mortal Kombat 2 stand-up arcade machine that you've got, or the...
I don't remember you talking about that in this podcast, right? No, I was just...
I wanted you to talk about it.
Why didn't you say anything?
Are you liking it, Tyson?
Yeah, I enjoy it.
I want
to
play it.
Do you have to pay quarters?
No, it's...
You do. If you're a friend, you got to pay quarters.
Yeah. I tell Justin to put quarters up on the screen. No, it's basically... What they did is it's just an arcade emulation in a little arcade housing.
That's cool.
And it's all set to free play. They have it set up to free play. You can't really go in and change options on those. Mm-hmm. Like real arcade games, you know, where you can go into the little CMOS settings and change your difficulty and stuff. You can't do that on these. Mm-hmm. Like, I have the Street Fighter one, and it's just whatever they set the default thing to.
That's too bad that you can't change the difficulty.
Yeah. I heard the Mortal Kombat ones, there's a hidden menu that was recently released that people found out how to get to.
Do you have to update it?
No. Supposedly, it's in, like, version 1.0 of all the games. So, I'll have to try to get to that menu. Yeah, you have to hit like one is you have to hit the start buttons, like the player one, player two start buttons in a certain order at like the title
some
screen.
Of the difficulty's too hard, like as soon as I jump they jump and they kick me first.
Yeah,
it's like you're doomed.
It's because like in the Mortal Kombat games they design it to where it reads your inputs and then it's like, oh, he jumped, so we'll jump. Oh, he hit kick. Okay,
algorithms to basically screw you over.
Yeah, just to make it difficult so you'll pump more quarters into this non-quarter machine.
The only guy who could beat it was that big dude who sat there at the arcade.
Yeah, like that 600-pound guy that had to be on disability.
Jared might remember him.
Big old back sweat.
Remember University Parkway Mall Arcade? Big dude was always there. He always beat everybody at all the fighting games.
He played. I remember watching him playing Killer Instinct 2. He played Jago. He'd get like 90 hit combos.
He would whoop you at all the Mortal Kombats, all the Street Fighters, all the Primal Rage when that came out.
That was a good game.
I loved Primal Rage.
Yeah, just any of those fighting games, Killer Instinct. Yep. You had no chance against this guy.
Nope.
He would just sit there. He would had a stool. No one else could get a stool but this kid.
Well, he was 600 pounds, I mean.
Yeah, well, the arcade loved him, so they catered to him.
Of course.
Brought him dinners, you know.
Dude lived in that. Again, he had to be on disability because he lived at that arcade.
Well, I think he gained even more weight the longer he played there, and because they just kept feeding him.
Yeah,
because
he's eating garbage, you know?
And so, yeah, the dude was so good, though.
He was.
You couldn't kick him off a machine.
No, I think he started teaching me about Killer Instinct 2, if I remember right. I was like, yes, sensei.
You never went to the arcade in that mall?
He's still alive.
Probably.
He's a pro at Killer Instinct now.
Probably, yeah.
He's played in the tournaments. worldwide.
I'm sure that guy's still alive. He's got to be with how life is. You know how, like, the healthy people drop dead at, like, 42? But the guy who smokes all his life and eats hamburgers and 600 pounds, he lives to 105.
Well, he could have had that stomach surgery that everybody gets and just loses all their weight.
Or they staple the stomach.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, well,
now that we badmouth that guy that used to go to the arcade. Yeah,
none of us know his story. We just talk crap about him. He's listening, guys. He's listening to this. And if he's passed away, he's listening to it. He's going to curse us.
Probably. We don't mean anything ill to him. Yeah. Just joking.
Just still pissed about all the losses in the quarters that I lost.
I never played against him. I wasn't that dumb.
I tried
Because I watched him play twice. Like the computer and other people. I'm like, this dude's getting a 90 hit combo with Jago and KI2. I should probably not play this guy.
I was dared or something. They're like, yeah, give it a shot. You can maybe beat him. And I'm like, okay. And I acted like I could. And I was like, yeah, watch this. And then I got up there and he wasted me.
Yep. You walk back, your eyes all blackened, and you're beaten up, and hair's all messed up, shirt's torn.
All right, Jared probably wants to go to bed or play a video game before he goes to bed. So, all right, man, we're gonna let you go.
Before you let me go,
what's up?
You never introduced me to Michael.
Oh, share a video with Jared? No, I'm not doing it. Michael.
Is he your son?
Yeah, Michael is my 13-year-old boy. He's he's in junior high. I have a junior high kid.
Yes. Now Coppa's going to get all mad at us now, Justin.
Yeah, I'm old. He's...
What
does
he play?
He's into... Well, we talked about that a little. He plays... He's liked the NBA 2K games.
He loves those gotcha games. Okay.
But he plays a lot of phone games. Like,
yeah.
We used to play Clash Royale. You were in our clan. But then at one point he Yeah, I kind of miss it, but I kind of don't.
Never played it.
No interest. I was too obsessed with that. But then we just...
Games like crack.
Yeah, we play Pokemon Go as a family. We're like, we do it as a family together.
Go around. Is he one of the people I give stuff to?
Are you friends with...
What's your username?
He's the...
King Killer
guy?
Maybe not.
King Killer?
He's King Killer, yeah.
How many kings has he killed? I want to know. I want numbers.
More than you know.
I want numbers.
Well, on Clash of Clans, I've killed many.
Yeah, that's why he was King
Killer. I'm talking about real life. I mean, you know, you're King Killer. I want proof. I want crowns.
He's right here. He's King Killer.
Yeah, I don't think I...
Well, yeah, I can give him his code. I can give you his code, Jared.
Yeah.
Anyway... We play that as family, like, sometimes. Because, like, my sons and my daughter and my wife, we just go out and, like, all five of us can catch Pokemon on their phones. And...
That is so cool.
Yeah, and then we can trade them with each other and do raids together and stuff.
Dude, when my kid gets a phone, we're going to do that.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, my daughter just got a phone, so I'm sending her a gift right now.
She's not interested.
She's not that interested, but... We're all trying to get her interested more. Yeah. Looks like she leveled up to 12.
12?
Yeah. 12. Anyway, that's what we play. And Michael plays a lot of, like, just random little phone games.
Monsters.
He loves My Singing Monsters. You ever heard of that game?
I don't know. It's just a fun game to play.
It's an older, like, phone game called My Singing Monsters.
It's fun. Uh-huh.
Yeah, just look it up later. It's
just
you hatch these.
That game I sent you is cool. It's like Minesweeper meets dungeon crawling.
Mm-hmm. What is this?
Dungelot. That's the one.
Dungelot.
Yeah, I think it's like $4 or $5, but it's a one-time purchase, and it's cool because it's seriously like Minesweeper meets.
You're playing Pokemon Go, Justin.
I'm playing Pokemon Go right now during a podcast.
What is there?
There's a Sableye here.
I don't even know what that is. Is that like a sandwich?
Uh-oh. Jared, my wife's calling me.
Let's see what I can find. Well, she'll have to wait. Let me check and see what Pokemon I have.
I better answer this. I'll call you back.
Oh, shoot.
Hey, hon. Just died. It's okay. You can record this still. Hello?
I told you it would be here till 10.
Yeah. So, playing Smash Brothers, huh?
Yep.
Yep. Just
playing the adventure.
Yep. See, you're not using Bayonetta. I thought we kind of agreed that was the best character. And kind of weird. But okay, okay. You know, I understand. I don't know who you're playing as because it all looks.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong?
Donkey Kong.
Huh. I don't know. I've never been big into Smash. I don't know. It's just not been my fighting game.
Yeah.
Part of it is it zooms out and I can't see what's going on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's kind of kept me from playing the games.
That Smash Brothers on there, it's Ultra is like... Ultimate. There's some people... Ultimate. Some people are way into that and they're like really good at that game.
Yeah, I'm definitely not. I'm not a Smash player.
Oh my.
I just can't get into it. I think a big reason is like the screen's always like zooming in and out and I have a hard time seeing what's going on.
I'm gonna call Jared back just to officially tell him
we're done.
Yeah.
Hey Jared, we're done. Thanks for calling. Quick. Yeah.
Well, I felt bad that I had to hang up on you. Sorry about that.
You're good.
We just wanted
to talk to your wife.
Yeah, I wanted to officially say goodnight and end the podcast here with you. But it was fun. Thanks for joining us.
It was fun. Yeah, anytime.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Are we done?
All right. Iggy. We are ending the podcast. Come here, Iggy.